All right. So you're safe from elimination, which means I'm going to have you decide who gets eliminated, okay? We're going to see your best prom dance. Who's going first?
We'll go. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Disney princess. What about we all do the gritty? That's awesome.
I think we're gonna have to go with five.
Sorry, guys.
They're the ones who are antisocial. They just seem like they might not make it to prom.
I love you guys. I'm sorry. That sounded really fake, but like, I swear. Oh my god, I'm gonna miss you so much. Okay, so do you really think it was because of our gritty, or it's not because of your gritty? It's just because you're an easy target to eliminate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sad, but I kind of felt like it was gonna happen. They got their friends going on already, so like,
it's hard.
We were the odd ones out.
Friend groups are forming. They want to impress each other.
I like your shirt. Thank you. I like Monster Truck.
I really like your jacket too.
I don't know. I'm getting different energies from everybody.
There is something suspicious about one couple.
This is the second to last round. We're gonna have you give your best prom king queen acceptance speech.
Oh, okay. Lord.
All right, congratulations. You won prom king and queen.
I'd like to thank all of you.
I'd just like to thank everyone for giving us this opportunity.
Couldn't have done this without a small personal loan.
God, okay, I hate you. Anyways, I would like to thank every single person in this room, first of all.
I didn't really like how she talked about him when, like, it was her turn to give her speech.
It kind of feels like they're a little too friendly with each other.
We just had our 1-year anniversary like a week or two ago, and let's keep it going. Have a good summer.
Have a good senior year next year.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be prom queen with my boyfriend for the last time before he goes off to college.
I would also like to thank Patty because he sucks, and I think we're gonna break up after this films.
I feel that there's something different. There's definitely something going on.
I think this couple might be lying. They aren't as couple-like as everyone else.
Who are you thinking of eliminating?
I think the people who dated the longest should stay, because, like, you know, no prom, offense, but, like...
Like, prom is, like, a special connection between... That you always know who you went to prom with, right?
Yeah, and the people who have been together longer kind of already have that, like, stronger foundation, and they're more sure of the fact that, yes, we're going to be going to this event together.
On the count of three, I want everyone to just point at the couple they think should be eliminated. So in 1, 2, 3...
Wait, where'd you go? Oh, sorry. I thought they were.
What's going on? Why are you choosing yourself?
Because we don't deserve this money.
You guys are like, humble. You guys, oh my god, I hope to see you guys at prom.
Because we're totally a couple.
They're not.
Wait.
What?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
No.
Like, wait, what? Yeah.
He is a homosexual.
I could only so much.
We're really good friends.
But we are definitely not dating because neither one of us is interested in the opposite sex.
I'm shocked, honestly. Like, actually shocked. I'm very oblivious. I did not think, like, of that at all.
We're both homosexuals, so, you know, see you at church.
Yeah.
Okay, final round, you guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the couch is going to decide who leaves with $1,000. Basically, who you think is the strongest couple and who will last after high school. Because it's very common that high school relationships do not last.
I mean, we've been friends for years, even before dating. We're really close with each other's families. We've planned out college together. We planned out, since she's a year younger than me, we've planned out how we're going to work through, like, long distance for a year.
Are you going in state?
I'm going out of state, but it's, like, on the border.
There's no guarantee of what's going to happen in a relationship, but I know that I'm really focusing my future on having you in it.
So sentimental. Well, we aren't like most high school couples. We've had both of our parents talk to us about marriage, and we've even had teachers ask, like, are you and Tanner going to college together? And after graduation, I need a promise ring.
I'm just excited to, like, spend my life with you and just enjoy being together whenever we can.
I don't think prom is really a deciding factor, but I think they have the most concrete plans. And it's like, I'm going to the school, I'm going to the school, versus like, oh, like, we're going to go here maybe.
Can I add something?
Oh.
So obviously we can hear you guys. Yeah. So in regards to what you just said about plans and concrete ideas, he's also a year older than us. Ooh. And it's coming down to, in college, is it? Yeah, we're both juniors. We're still, in regards to figuring out what we want to do and where we want to go, we're locked in on being together through that process.
To be fair though, because they are younger, that leaves more space for in high school relationship and more time.
Like I'm going to college though.
What if they, like, what
college by yourself.
Yeah. Like, it's easy to say, oh, we're going to be long distance, but it's kind of hard to go through it.
Yeah. I know. I'm going with Simone and Xander, but like you guys are your own people.
Yeah. Your what are you thinking?
Juliana and...
Oh, I think it's down to you.
I'm swaying. I can't decide between them.
Remember the kids' closet.
That's also one reason why I don't want to vote for you guys, sorry. But I feel like using like donations is kind of like fucked up. It's like, we're going to donate, plus like get a limo, like whatever.
Do you want to hear any more from them?
Nah. Actually, I do have a question for Tanner.
Yeah.
You nervous over there?
Oh.
You stressing?
No,
You sure?
Just in love with my girl.
Xander, how are you feeling over there?
Honestly, I'm just glad to be here.
He's right. He's right.
I'll be happy either way.
Do you know who you want?
Juliana and Tanner.
They definitely deserve it. Yeah. They're so nice.
We're happy for them. Not to be a hater, but I mean, like, they're kind of... No, I can't say that. I feel like it kind of gave off just, like, Mormon, married at 23, divorced at 30 vibes.
Yeah, I'm very excited to go to prom with them.
Yes.
All right. Great job, everyone.